the House's most powerful Republican woman may not hold that title for much longer. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy distanced himself from Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney today during an appearance on Fox and Friends. And Axios reports he could be heard on a hot mic saying he's had it with her. Cheney, the House's number three Republican, has said she has no intention to step down from her post, but a GOP vote could come in about 8 days, May 12th. Cheney has criticized former President Trump for claiming the election was stolen from him and for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Joining us live tonight on Skype, Axios congressional reporter Khadija Goba, who broke that hot mic story. Khadija, welcome in. As far as being a GOP congressional leader, is Liz Cheney done now?
I'd say the cards are pretty stacked against her at this point. With the leader coming out for one of the first times, even if it was unintentional, about his true sentiment and where he stands in terms of Liz Cheney at this point.
Now, to put it bluntly, they don't want to put another white guy in there, which would only reinforce some of the Democratic criticism of the Republican Party. So are we looking at the installation of New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik?
That is the word that Representative Elise Stefanik from my state in New York is already actually vying for the position. So there's been reports that she is whipping her members and apparently, she has some support, my sources have told me. So it looks like, yes, the conference does want to put a woman in to replace a woman. And it looks like Stefanik is going to be the person, assuming there is a vote and the vote comes out not in favor of Liz Cheney.
Of course, we just don't know. But we can say this much, right? She has less support than she did months ago.
Yeah, we do have members of Congress saying that, you know, they stood by Cheney during the last vote, but they just don't think they could do it now. Rush Installer is one of them, and who is on the record saying that he is actually whipping votes for Stefanik. So this could be seriously really interesting, and it sounds like a little bit of danger for Liz Cheney.
Is this the final phase of the GOP fully becoming the party of Donald Trump? And if so, what might that mean for its future?
You know, that's a great question. And to be clear, this is a good representation of what's going to happen within the next 2 years leading up to the midterms and then the 2024 election, how the GOP is shaped. There's a lot at play here. There are a bunch of GOP members of Congress who are retiring, and then through redistricting, they stand to gain a good amount of seats. So it's very, I think we need to wait to see what these challengers will look like, where they're going to come from. Are they going to be an extension of the former president? Where those primaries take us? It'll be very telling within the next few years.
You know, sometimes the most revealing statements are those that are muttered under a president's breath or another person of power. And you may recall during Joe Biden's first formal news conference earlier this year, he was asked, will you run again against Donald Trump in 2024? And sort of very quietly, he said, I'm not even sure if the Republican Party is going to be in existence in 2024. That could be one way that it goes, but the other way here seems to be a very hardened pro-Trump alliance.
I can't argue with that, right? Like I said, we have to see what's going to come of it. There are still a lot of members who are just like waiting in the wings and don't really talk about where they are with this in terms of like not being, they're not avid. Never Trumpers, but they're just kind of like laid back and just not as vocal as some of the bigger voices that we hear. It's going to be a very interesting ride.
It's a great pleasure speaking with you, and hope to do so again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Khadija Goba. She works for Axios, congressional reporter, and she broke that hot mic story today. We had Kevin McCarthy on Fox and Friends whispering under his breath that he'd had it with her, and in this case referencing Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the House who could lose her position in about 8 days. We'll be watching that vote closely here for you on WTOP.